listener production.
Hey, it's Amy Ross with you. Independent MP Craig Ireland has confirmed he won't do a deal with the Liberal government. It comes as negotiations drag on between the Liberals and fellow independent David O'Byrne as they look to secure the 18th seat needed to govern. A deal will need to be done with someone before May 14, when Parliament resumes. Meantime, the Libs are sticking with plans to open up more native logging. It's despite opposition from the industry itself. Fire Minister Felix Ellis says it's going to happen.
This is about making sure that we can deliver more timber for Tasmanian homes, that we can manage the bush for fire risk.
A teenage boy accused of stabbing a priest and a bishop on Monday night in Western Sydney has been charged with a terrorism offence. The 16-year-old is expected to appear before a bedside court hearing today. The maximum penalty is life behind bars. Police Commissioner Karen Webb warning us against misinformation following the attack.
Police will be the source of truth and not social media and misinformation.
And more than 40% of known concussions last AFL season happened in marking contests. There were 69 concussions recorded compared to 62 in 2022. The AFL putting that rise down to improved and more vigilant testing. Round 6 continues tonight with Adelaide hosting Essendon. The Bombers have named former number 5 draft pick Elijah Saddis with forward Jai Menzies sidelined with a shoulder injury. Last night, the Dogs were 60-point winners over the Saints. And after dropping himself from the IPL, Glenn Maxwell has signed with the Washington Freedom in the upcoming Major League Cricket. He'll join Steve Smith and Travis Head at the T20 side, which is coached by Ricky Ponting.